J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
Normally, we do a mailbag at this time, but due to the length of last night's KC95 boss jock meeting, I didn't have any time to open the mail or prepare anything to say today, which is interesting, don't you think, John? Because the crux of yesterday's meeting, last night's meeting, primarily was how to do a better show, how to spend more time preparing, and then kept us out until 10:30 last night, which didn't give us any time to prepare anything.
Yeah.
All right, so basic impression from you on the meeting last night. The meeting started started at 5:30, and it ended at 10:20. That is 4 hours and 50 minutes. Now, isn't there something that they've proven that the human mind's ability to retain information kind of lasts about 20 minutes? And after that, everything just basically spills over anyhow.
Right.
And then they yell at us because we don't get the stuff right. They go, we have meetings, and we have meetings, and we have meetings, and we keep going over the same stuff over and over again. Yeah, but you go over it 3.5 hours into the meeting, and by that time, we don't have any ability to remember anything.
They did feed us, so that was one good thing.
Had a hunch John was going to bring that up.
It was pretty good food, too.
Yeah,
what did you... Viking, it was good.
I was really surprised, though, John. Jeez, I mean, there was like... You know, there was like surf and turf, you know, steak and lobster and crab meat stuff. And, John, tell them what you ordered.
I had chopped steak.
That's a hamburger, John. The station paid for it. I mean, you're supposed to really take them to the cleaners when they do this.
You took them to the cleaners.
Well, I got a filet. Yeah, I got a filet.
What was your appetizer?
Shrimp cocktail. Plus, I had dessert. And I put away about half that bottle of Matus, too.
Yeah, well, I had I opened up with a bowl of Rice Krispies, and then I segued into my hamburger that was over-described by the menu, and but it was fun.
John, the whole point is, see, I mean, I'm figuring this out now, okay? I've been here about 5 months. John's been here, what, 8 years?
Yeah.
I know how you've done it. You've managed to pull this off because when they take you out at staff meetings and feed you, you get a hamburger. And they figured, hey, John Hewlett, he's all right now. He could have ordered the steak and lobster, but he got the hamburger. We like that in an employee.
Well, I take it out on him in the race talks, you know, in the office. I get even. But we did get caught playing tic-tac-toe during the meeting, didn't we?
Did we get caught?
Bayless sauce.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
What did he say? Oh.
He kind of went. When the waiter came in to ask what he wanted to order, he just kind of stood up and he... kind of act like he was just kind of stretching. He looked over and he saw that you and I had just worked out a little tic-tac-toe action. And the game ended up in cat. We didn't know what he won.
Well, I was just trying to stay awake. I was looking for any kind of mental stimulation so that I could keep my eyes open. I mean, I was falling asleep. Now, John, on days that I don't get my nap, which included yesterday, I go to bed at like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I get up at 4:30 in the morning. I mean, it's not like I'm a wimp or anything, but I can't think straight if I don't have my sleep. So last night, it's like 10:20, and we're still in the middle of a meeting.
You still have your doodle sheet that you were working on? I got mine.
You know what this is? I figured it out, John. There it is, yeah. John made a big black box. John had a felt tip marker, and the only thing he could think of to doodle, he has a giant black box about 4 inches by 3 inches wide, and you just kept coloring it in. That's not very creative, John. I think you should see a shrink on that one. So I'm sitting there, and I finally figured this out. This is sensory deprivation. It's just like the Moonies. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to control our minds. They figure that if they get us out, and they keep us awake, deprive us of sleep. That's what the Moonies do, John. They keep you awake, and then after a while, after 3-4 hours of that, they're like, play more music, talk less. And then John and I together go, play more music, talk less. And then we do exactly what they say. I haven't figured out. And then Rich Dalton, it's like I'm looking at the watch, and it's like 20 after 10. I'm figuring, I see the little piece of paper, the little outline for the meeting, and I see we're almost near the end. And Rich Dalton goes into this soliloquy about record cleaning.
He sure did.
I'm all that alcohol
and water. It's not the same as D2 or whatever they call that stuff. It's like, I was ready to just crawl across that table. I was going to crawl because that's all the strength I had left in my body. I was just going to crawl across the table and just grab him by the throat and begin applying pressure. That's all I could think of to do.
I rode back in the same car with Rich from the meeting. He was still talking about it. We got back here.
Rich! Get everybody to quit smoking in the studio. We won't have problems cleaning the records.
Oh, and the smoke in the room.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a couple of chimneys who work for the station. And these guys are just, it's like chain smoking. And they're trying to tell us how weird we are for some of the stuff we do on the air. And in the meantime, they go through a carton and a half of menthols during the course of 1 3-hour meeting.
I'm going to the doctor after last night's meeting.
Really?
My lungs checked.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm going to go get an x-ray and a cancer check.
Jeez.
Yeah. So there's a little rundown on our meeting last night, a special behind-the-scenes look presented by JC and John.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. Doesn't feel like it outside. 7 days until the beginning of the end. How you doing, folks? It's JC. I had a very, very interesting 24 hours since we last spoke. I'll get to that here in just a couple of minutes. I'm not exactly sure what you're going to get on the podcast today, but I'll explain that here in just a couple of minutes. Let's deal with November, first day of November here, the biggest shopping days of the year coming up, Black Friday on the 25th, Cyber Monday on the 28th, movies, the Weird Al Yankovic story with Daniel Radcliffe. That's going to hit Roku on Friday. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever hits theaters next Friday. I have to tell you, every time I see something about that movie or about its predecessor, you have to understand something. When I was a little boy, my grandmother had a house that was about 3 blocks from a lake in the northern Chicago suburbs. It's not really a suburb. It was really far. It was almost all the way to the Wisconsin border, but there was a lake right there, and I spent a good chunk of my summers at that lake. The name of the town was Wakanda. Now, it was spelled different. They put a U in there because it was an Indian name, but that was the name of the city, Wakanda, Illinois. So when I see Wakanda, that's what I think of. It's neither here nor there. The sequel to A Christmas Story called A Christmas Story Christmas hits HBO Max. That's on the 17th. The Enchanted sequel, Disenchanted, hits Disney Plus on the 18th. Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell star in Apple's musical version of A Christmas Carol. It's called Spirited, also on the 18th. A musical, wow. Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans opens wide on the 23rd. Now you move over to TV, you got season 5 of The Crown premiering on the 9th on Netflix. The season finale of A Handmaid's Tale is also on the 9th. Season 5 of Yellowstone premieres on Paramount Plus on November 13th. HBO's 4-part miniseries called Shaq starts on the 23rd. The Addams Family spinoff, it's called Wednesday, get it? Hits Netflix on the 23rd. James Gunn, St. Louis boy, was married to Jenna Fisher for a brief period of time, and we had him on the air in the studio when I was on one of those old AM stations there for a while. Cool guy. James Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special that hits Disney Plus on the 25th, and the new Willow series premieres on Disney Plus on November 30th. Now, it's also getting into awards season, the CMA Awards, which, you know, I don't know. There's some sort of a country music award show on about, I don't know what, every 12 weeks? So there's another one, the CMA Awards on the 9th. Grammy nominees will be announced on the 15th. Trust me, it won't be anybody you've ever heard of, except Taylor Swift. 37th Annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. That's on HBO Max on the 19th, and the American Music Awards are on the 20th. And of course, you've got tons of holidays. The big ones, Veterans Day on the 11th, Thanksgiving on the 24th. daylight saving time kicks in on Sunday. The politicians, every year, they talk about ending this annoying thing that we still do that makes no sense and nobody wants it. Every poll they ever take indicates that people don't want it. And every year, the politicians say they're going to do something about it. They're going to change the law. And they never do. What do you got here? By the way, you fall back and you get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. A few more holidays here. This Thursday is National Sandwich Day. Sunday is National Nachos Day. The 13th, World Kindness Day. Oh, good luck on that. And the 23rd is National Espresso Day. And if somebody puts an X in there and says espresso, hit them in the face with a wet sock. The Astros bus pulled into Citizens Bank Park yesterday. Justin Verlander flipped off a group of Philly fans, and they loved it. Game 3, the first game to be played in Philadelphia, was postponed because of rain last night. They'll play it tonight. And the weather is going to cooperate. Temperatures will probably be in the low to mid-60s at game time. And the best story I have from Halloween last night, is they got the lights up outside and everything's orange and black and everything like that. So we had a couple of trick-or-treaters. Not a lot. I was giving away Twix bars last night, incidentally. And so the last group that came to the house looked to me to be about 14-year-old boys, number three of them. And I can't remember where the other two were, but one kid was dressed in a Houston Astros uniform. So I walk out and I go, oh, Astros. He goes, I'm a cheater. I'm like, okay, I'll accept that. So he starts to reach into the bag of Twix bars and he says, is there any limit? I said, not really. And he pulls out like 15 of them. And I was like, hey, wait. He goes, no, I'm a cheater. And I said, yeah, and I'm the commissioner. Put half of them back. So he sat outside my house all night and just took a bat and was beating on a trash can. Late night tonight, Jimmy Fallon's got Lupita Nyong'o and Weird Al Yankovic, Cameron Crowe. You know, they've taken the movie Almost Famous and made it into a Broadway show, and so he's going to be on talking about that. It was one of the great moments of my life after enjoying so many of his movies, having an opportunity to interview him years ago for a movie he did with Bridget Fonda called Singles. And I don't know, I still don't know if I should believe that Bridget Fonda picture, you know, because I'll tell you, I had such a crush on her. One of the few blondes in my life that can actually say I was semi-obsessed with, because I'm a brunette guy and to some extent redheads and stuff like that. But big brunette guys, blondes to me always look washed out. And but Bridget Fonda was an exception. Wow, was she an exception. And if you go to the internet now, you see a picture of what appears to be about a 300-pound woman and just, you know, doesn't look like anybody you've ever seen before. And allegedly, this is now what Bridget Fonda looks like. And I don't know. I mean, I posted it months ago because I said, this is what they're saying. I don't know whether to believe it. And I still don't know whether or not I should believe it. She was awfully handsome. Mindy Kaling on with Jimmy Kimmel tonight. Colbert's got Matthew Perry and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Will Arnett on with James Corden and Jake Tapper with Seth Meyers. Now, again, we're getting into the November sweeps, which means that all of the primetime TV shows are going to be big things, you know, big plans. All the late night talk shows are back and with big time celebrity guests. May and November are the 2 months where the broadcast industry compiles the ratings for all of the local TV stations and all of the network stuff. And then they set their advertising rates based on how they do in May and November. And so we're just getting ready to get into that November sweeps thing. And so the quality of television, at least in theory, will go up exponentially. We'll see. Birthdays today. Boy, Jenny McCarthy is 50. She's got a lot of miles on her for 50 years old. Jeez. She went to high school about 3 miles away from where I went to high school, by the way. Toni Collette, one of our better actresses, is 50 today. Rick Allen, Def Leppard's one-armed drummer, 59. Anthony Kiedis, the frontman for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is 60. Fernando Valenzuela. Now, they say he's 62, but baseball scouts say he was born up to 5 years earlier, but, you know, wouldn't be the first person in some form of show business, and sports, in fact, is show business, to lie about his or her age. Rebel Wilson just got caught up in that. Turns out she's like 5 years older than she was telling people. Lyle Lovett, 65. It was 109 years ago today, 1913. Notre Dame beat Army 35-13 at West Point. That in and of itself, no real big deal. But it was the Fighting Irish introducing their new secret weapon, the forward pass. Newt Rockne and the boys. One of the more obnoxious things ever uttered by Woody Hayes, the former legendary head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes back in the, 60s and 70s. He said, we don't pass. He almost never passed. And he said the reason why was if you pass the football, there's only three possible outcomes from a forward pass, and two of them are bad. And for those of you not old enough to remember this or not sports fans, there was a play. It was on national TV. It might have even been a bowl game. I'd have to think about it. But Woody Hayes is standing there on the sidelines, and there was a play. There was an interception that went against Ohio State, and the player starts running it back and gets pushed out of bounds sort of right in front of Woody Hayes, and Woody Hayes winds up with a haymaker and punches the kid like right in the jaw underneath his helmet. A fight like breaks out. People can't believe what they're seeing, that the head coach of another team, a legendary head coach, by the way, winds up and just pastes like a 20-year-old kid from the other team, and he was excused from his job right after that. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Cool Hand Luke with one of the more erotic scenes, especially considering it was only 1967, was released on this date 55 years ago today. And my hero, Walter Payton, died of bile duct cancer on this date at the age of 45. That was 23 years ago today, 1999. He was the NFL's all-time leading rusher until Emmitt Smith broke that record back in 2002. Walter Payton, by the way, set that record on the same day that Leon Durham let that ball go between his legs in San Diego. The Cubs and the San Diego Padres that eliminated the Cubs from what everybody thought was going to be going to the World Series back in 1984. All right, here's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So on Saturday morning, I get out of bed, and I'm like, whoa, what was that? And I had like a dizzy spell, but sort of a long dizzy spell. And I don't know, after about 15, 20 minutes, it went away, and I was fine the rest of the day. Sunday morning, I get out of bed, same thing. Yesterday morning, same thing. And so now I'm like, what's going on here? So I figured I'm just going to take it easy. I don't know what's going on. I've never had anything like this before. And so I laid down after I did the podcast and slept for about, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half. And when I got up, now this time it was like I was on a carnival ride. Like I was just spinning. The room was just going around in circles. I remember I drank an entire bottle of a Matus Rosé when I was in college, and I felt like I was strapped to the wheel on Wheel of Fortune. The room was spinning like crazy. So I haven't had anything like that in a long time. You know, Mike Bush used to suffer from real bad vertigo back in the day when we were doing, KSD, the old classic rock station, in 93.7. If you did not hear him on the air, the reason usually was that Mike had vertigo, and he didn't really want a lot of people talking about it, but it was something that, I guess if you get vertigo, it can be really, really bad. I've never had vertigo, so I don't know what's going on. So it turns out I was exposed to COVID over the weekend. Somebody that I know, I was sitting in the car with him, and like 2 days later, like I just tested positive for COVID. I'm like, oh, geez, here we go. So I'm sitting there going, I better go to the urgent care place. So I did that about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I'm still dizzy. And I had just been, like I said, exposed to COVID. Better have this checked out. So I go in, and the first thing that happens is I try to get out of the car. Almost fell out of the car. Hey, Bitterman, I fell out of the car. Isn't that the funniest thing ever? Suddenly I'm Dudley Moore. And so the first thing they do, the security guard there comes running out with a wheelchair. Now I'm being wheeled in a wheelchair. Now you feel like a giant pussy because you're like, I'm just dizzy. I don't know. I have no explanation. So they bring me in. They do the old barrage of tests. Now, you know, I've had some heart issues the last couple of years. I have 4 stents in my heart. I tell them that, and you can see a look of concern on their faces. They hook me up to, you know, blood pressure, and they're checking my heart rate. And your normal heart rate is usually somewhere between 60 and 100. My heart rate was at 44. That's not good, especially for somebody with a history of heart issues. 44. That shit'll kill you. Blood pressure was really high. They're hooking me up to everything. They do an EKG. They do a chest x-ray. They do the whole thing. I'm in there for a couple of hours. And they do a COVID test. And I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I got COVID and I'm getting dizzy. But then they're like, no, COVID wouldn't affect all this other stuff. You've got something else going on here. I'm like, oh, Jesus. They hook me up to an IV. And I guess it was like a bag of saline or something like that. And they're pumping that into me. And I'm waiting for the tests to come back. Then comes the good question, what medications are you on? And that took about an hour because I take 13 pills a day. And, you know, if anybody ever kidnapped me or something, you wouldn't have to kill me. You just take me away from my daily medication and I would probably drop dead in about 3 days. You know, it's interesting. I have a very good friend who works for a travel agency company type thing. This is where they take corporate groups of people on big trips to exotic locations. And she's very good at it. And it's one of those things where she's like the liaison and she'll take like 60 people to the Bahamas or something like that and just oversee the entire thing. So she was, I forget where it was, somewhere in the Caribbean. It might have been Aruba, maybe. I'm not really sure. But anyhow, this happened on 9/11. She had an entire group of people that were down there, and they had just gotten there for their trip, and 9/11 happens, and they were stranded there for a week and a half. And you're thinking to yourself, well, if you're going to get stranded somewhere, Aruba, that ain't bad, because if I'm getting 14 days or something like that, or 10 days out of a trip that was supposed to be 5 or 6 days, bonus, right? Not really, because if you're stranded, you are inconvenienced. And it almost doesn't matter really where that is. And think about this, because she specifically mentioned this, that there were people who could not get their medication. And if you're taking medication that's basically keeping you alive and you are cut off from it, you got a situation. So it's a couple hours later and they finally come in and they go, all right, you tested negative on COVID, which I was very surprised to hear, given the fact that I had been exposed to it couple of days ago. So no COVID. Another thing, we think maybe what's going on here is that you were dehydrated. Have you been sweating a lot? Have you been working outside in the sun? Have you had a lot of diarrhea or anything like that? I'm like, no, nothing. Everything's been normal. And by the way, by this point, I'm actually feeling quite a bit better and the dizziness is gone. And they're like, well, it's amazing what a bag of water will do. That was it was hooked up to the IV. All the tests come back negative. They discharge me. I go home. Everything's fine. I took it easy the rest of the day. I get up this morning. I have a case of DAF, dizzy as fuck. Again, I'm sitting here doing this podcast holding on to the desk so I don't spin off and hit the wall. I don't know what's going on. So I might have to shave 5 minutes off the podcast today because I need to go see another doctor or something. Or, you know, I don't know. Can you just, at my age, can you just suddenly get vertigo? I don't have the slightest idea. I'm in new territory here. So I'm going to spend the rest of the day just sort of going easy. And hopefully by tomorrow, this will have passed. And it'll just be one of those things where you go, I don't know, I got dizzy for a couple of days and now it's gone. I got shit to do around here. Actually, I don't, but that sounded good. I have to take down the Halloween lights and decorations. Do you ever notice that Halloween and Christmas decorations come down a lot faster than they go up? And you don't have arguments when you're taking them down. When you're putting the decorations up, somebody's always telling you how a better way to do it or a better place to hang that. Or, oh, this would look better. Oh, don't put that up. You know, but you're taking them down. At least you get some peace of mind, and it is quick. So with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast is in the can for Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. 7 days until the beginning of the end. We're here every weekday morning, even with dizziness, at jconline.com. Email me, jc at jconline.com. Facebook, the show, Graham with J.C. Corcoran. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you in the morning. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran podcast.